Now, here in Northern Ontario, we know all about camps. But this morning, we're talking about a different kind of camp, a political camp. Barack Obama's historic rise to the presidency of the United States has inspired an online movement here in Canada. ChangeCamp.ca is looking to bring an Obama-style change north. Camps, or meetings, on how to reform Canadian politics are popping up right across the country. And Jerry Kirk from Sault Ste. Marie recently attended one of those change camps in Toronto. We've got him on the phone now. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
So first, explain what happens at one of these change camps.
Well, change camp is what's called an unconference. And what that means is it's content created by the participants around topics they're passionate about. So imagine 140, 150 people getting together in a big room and a lot of talented, passionate people. And basically, they put topics that they're interested in on a grid. And people get together around those topics and begin some conversations.
How did this movement get started?
There was really three things that inspired Change Camp. One was a Web 2.0 summit by the City of Toronto, where they started to explore how Web 2.0 technology can really change the way governments interact with citizens, create policies, and make decisions.
What is this Web 2.0, did you say?
Web 2.0 summit. It was an event that happened in Toronto. Looking how online technology can really fundamentally change the relationship between citizens and government. And then the other two things were these bar camp or these open space style events. And the third, of course, is the inspiration of Obama's new style of government, which is much more open and using these technologies.
And how did you get involved?
I use something called Twitter. And it's a way to really network and connect with people online. And I met a lot of people that way through a vote swapping website that I had done the last election. And from that, I got to connect with other people through Twitter. And that's what led me down to Change Camp. I learned about Change Camp when I saw it on Twitter. And here I am.
And what was it like?
It was amazing. Just imagine just a cross-section of people. It's not just technology people. It's there were people there from government, from Toronto and Ottawa. You've got design thinkers. You've got, you know, people interested in policy and just people, you know, average citizens who just believe there's a better way to engage government.
And what did you come up with? Did you talk about policy things you wanted changed in this country?
It was really a place to start conversations. Change Camp is more like birthing new ideas and new relationships. So, you know, imagine there was probably about 60 different topics that people wrote about. So everything from how do we open up the data that really belongs to the citizens by cities. So, you know, imagine if you could learn more about how your money is being spent, or if there are ways that you could, there's a website called fixmystreet.ca, which is an interesting example of where citizens could report, like where they find potholes, for example, and then find out what gets done to fix them or help cities to know, you know, where the problems are.
Hmm. So, you know, if this Obama-style change were to happen in Canada, what would it mean for this country?
Well, I think what people want to see and what was clear from Change Camp is there were certain key things. One is much more openness and transparency. Another is a lot more direct engagement, where people are much more active and participating in government. I think people want to do a lot more than just vote every 4 years. And they believe that using online...